Turning now to the Americas and the Caribbean, the mandate of the United Nations peacekeepers in the world's poorest country expires tomorrow. The 8,800-member UN force deployed in Haiti 2004 after an uprising toppled former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide has proved the only real security violence-stricken nation has seen since Aristide disbanded the army in 1995. Mark Schneider, vice president of the International Crisis Group, tells us why it is vital that the mandate is renewed as expected.
The UN peacekeeping forces are heavily engaged in retraining old police, vetting them, casting out those who have demonstrated records of human rights abuse, in some cases prosecuting them. And at the same time, the UN is actively engaged training new police and working to ensure that at the same time that there's reform within the judiciary and in the prison system. Prison system remains, I would say, one of the major areas of human rights concern right now. Prisons are overcrowded because of a failure of the judicial system to be able to handle the trials for those who have been detained and arrested. Just as an example, the National Penitentiary currently has somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,600 prisoners. It was built for something between 400 and 600. The overcrowding just creates humanitarian crises, if you will.